Welcome to NTTA's The Road Trip Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Ray. In today's episode, we will discuss a free service that NTTA provides to keep drivers safe on our toll roads. Our guest today is NTTA Roadside Safety Services Manager, Kareem Williams. Welcome, Kareem. I know it's always a busy time of the year for your team and for yourself, and we appreciate you taking some time for us.
I'm happy to be here, and thanks for having me.
Sure. Let's start from the beginning, where you first meet a stranded motorist. When you roll up on somebody who's in at least minor distress, what's it like? What's their reaction? Are they surprised to see you?
They're normally surprised to see us, but they're also very relieved. That's what we encounter the most, is people are relieved that we are there, that there's somebody there to help them out. I'll tell you a quick funny story. One of the calls I went on as a specialist was a individual stuck in his vehicle in a center lane of traffic on our George Bush turnpike right over 75. Wow. He's stuck in that vehicle, and it only took me 3 minutes to get to him from the time his car stopped. But in that 3 minutes, it felt like a lifetime, I'm sure, to him. Because once I pulled up and I got him out of his vehicle, this guy got out of his vehicle. He was actually 6'6", 350 pounds, and the first thing he did was hug me in the middle of the lane and held on to me because he was just so relieved. And all he kept chanting was, "I thought I was going to die." You know, so it is a really, really scary environment to be in when you're stuck either in a lane of traffic or on the side of the road, and to have one of our trucks pull up behind you is like relief.
That's personal service. We call it RSS for short around campus, and then people may see that acronym used sometimes. But what, I mean, there's a myriad of things that people probably don't even know about RSS. Number one, what do they do if they suddenly find that they need help on the road?
If you are on our NTTA roadway and you become stranded, whether it's in a lane of traffic or even on a shoulder, give us a call at #999. Again, that's #999, and that would get you to our Safety Operations Center. The men and women in that center are dispatchers. They will take your call. They will find out where you at. They will ask you appropriate questions. They've been trained to help you figure out exactly where you are at on a highway, and then they will dispatch our RSS crews to come help you.
It's funny you say that, because a lot of times when we're driving, just going about our errands or to or from work, whatever, we don't always know exactly where we are. How do the people in the Safety Operations Center figure it out? What can drivers do to help them?
Well, there are certain markers that are out on a roadway. We call them station markers. They're little numbers you'll see on the center median. We can mm-hmm. utilize that to figure out exactly where you're at. If all else fails, we can use landmarks. We can tell you, hey, what did you see? What highway did you pass? What's the next exit? Do you see a Walmart there? Is it on your left, on your right? They've been trained to ask you certain questions to figure out exactly where you're at. And then we will dispatch patrols to go look for you.
And a lot of times people may not even realize that somebody else is called on their behalf, right? Or I know the cameras within that operations center you mentioned can spot trouble. So there could be a number of ways that you're responding that they might maybe not know about, right?
Oh, that's absolutely correct. Like you mentioned before, we've got cameras that are out there on our roadway where our Safety Operations Center personnel can utilize them to find people stranded before they even call. You can call the #99 number yourself, or somebody driving past you and see you stuck will call #999. And also our RSS crews, they're not sitting back at the shop, sitting on lazy boys just waiting for a call. They're out there every day patrolling the roadways, actively looking for you. So more than 50% of our calls, those crews actually find just by patrolling, and they will find you before you even pick up your phone to call for help.
Yeah, before I go much further, I should probably say that we're talking about minor situations. If your car becomes stalled or you run out of gas, you get a flat tire. If there's an emergency, I know you want people themselves or passersby, if they can safely get to the phone, that would be a 911 call in all situations for emergencies, right?
And even if you dial 911 and you're on a toll road, that call will eventually make its way over to our Safety Operations Center, and they will still dispatch RSS crews out. So if you're stuck in a lane of traffic, absolutely, go ahead and call 911. If you're on the side of the road and you feel like, hey, I've got this flat tire, I'm in a safer area, go ahead and dial #999, and either way, we will get to you.
And as you mentioned, NTTA toll road, not to be confused with some of the other toll lanes or the Texpress lanes you see in the area. This is a service that is only for the NTTA roads, the Dallas North Tollway, President George Bush, Chisholm Trail, and Sam Rayburn Tollway, the main NTTA roads and bridges and even the tunnel.
That's absolutely correct. We also serviced the 360 Tollway and Chisholm Trail Parkway out in Fort Worth.
When you're out, you mentioned a moment ago, and I kind of got sidetracked on you there, but you have teams on patrol. So somebody's always active on the roadway, or do you park and wait for a call? What's kind of your posture, if you will, as you say in your business?
Now, we run crews 24/7, 365, so at all times there is an RSS vehicle on the roadway patrolling, looking for stranded motorists or any other traffic incident, anything that will hinder traffic. All of the NTTA roadways, we divide them into sections we call routes, and we assign a truck to each route, and that truck stays on its route running up and down looking for incidents.
So when you do roll on somebody, what do you do to keep them safe with the – I know you've got different methods and what goes into the training to learn about how to safely help somebody?
Every RSS specialist goes through a 12-week training program where we'll get them 2 weeks of classroom, kind of teach them about all the tools on the truck, teach them certain techniques. And then they go through a 10-week field training process where we teach them how to actually respond to incidents out there on the roadway. It's kind of like on-the-job training. Once you go through and you finish that, you've got to pass 2 check rides to be certified to be an RSS specialist. I will tell you, this is a unique job. The people who come here and they do this job, they put themselves out there on the line for complete strangers every day. You have to have the want to help. You know, that has to be inside you. Everybody who does this job, they have that strong urge to help others. And that's what makes them great at what they do. So that's what you got to have to do it. And once you have that, we can train you how to do the rest.
If somebody's listening to this and say that sounds like something I would like to do, or perhaps they have a family member that is looking for a way to help, are you hiring?
Absolutely. All they have to do is go to the NTTA careers page and look up RSS specialists and apply. And like I said, we always looking for good people with a warm heart who love to help people.
So you just start at the main page, ntta.org, and you can find your way to the now hiring, and there you go, right? Do you think veterans are good for it? I guess it takes all types to be part of
it,
this.
It takes all types. And again, we can train anyone. It really starts with that want to help. That's why veterans are great for it, because, you know, that military service, that service before self mentality that a lot of our brave men and women in the military have, that works perfect with us. We have people who were police officers, firefighters. We have people who've never worked an outside job a day in their life, but they love helping people come and be successful in this role. So it really just takes that urge to help others. If you have that, we can train you to do the rest.
Speaking of training, what are the things that you've seen in your career that you can help others prevent getting in trouble? There must be tips that the drivers can pay attention to avoid trouble.
Absolutely. It actually starts at home. Before you get in that car and take off to go to your destination, make sure you check your fluids in your vehicle. Make sure you check your tire pressure. One of the most calls we see out there on the highway is flat tires. And it's not because people are running over things. It's because of improper air pressure in their tires. Or the tires are worn down to the point where they just can't hold up anymore. So please, please, please check your fluids in your vehicles before you leave. Check your tire pressure. Make sure you have air in your spare. I will tell you 80% of the vehicles we pull up on that needs to have the tire changed, their spares are flat as well. If you attempted to change it yourself, which we do not recommend you doing on any highway or roadway, but if you did attempt to do it, you still would have a flat tire because your spare is flat. Most people forget to put air in it. You have to keep putting air in it because over time, even though you're not using that spare tire, it loses air naturally. I tell people all the time, when you're out there driving on any roadway, be courteous to other drivers. You know, check your following distance. Try not to follow too close to other people. Just overall, pay attention to what you're doing out there because things happen. There's so many of us out there on a roadway. things can happen. It can happen very quickly. And that quick second you look down to text or to answer a phone call or do anything is most likely the time when something's going to happen and you're just not prepared for it. So these are just little quick tips that you can utilize to stay safe out there and get to your destination safely, which is all of our goals.
Well, I know sometimes that the calls are for debris. Somebody sees a ladder in the road. I guess you could tell me better than anybody all the different things that can wind up on a roadway. But I know it's important to move that. How do you handle that for the safety of others and, of course, RSS responders?
One of our key things we do is anytime we get a call with something in a lane of traffic, we dispatch multiple units. We'll dispatch our RSS crews. We'll dispatch our maintenance crews. We'll dispatch state troopers because something in a lane of traffic is a danger. You know, it's an emergency. RSS crews are trained that once you get on scene, their number one goal is their safety at that point, right? They have to protect themselves. They have to get that thing moved, but they have to do it in a safe way. So if you notice an RSS truck, and they'll have signs up on their message board letting the motorists know that there's debris in the roadway, if you see that, please be very cautious around them because that truck more than likely will have to stop in the lane of traffic to remove whatever's sitting there. That way you don't strike it and end up in an accident. But then once they get the debris moved, they will keep on and let traffic flow.
When you look at this overall picture, you probably want to remind people of a law called the Move Over Law that's been around for some time. But I don't know that a lot of people know about the Move Over Law. Tell me about that and how it helps you on the road.
Well, the Move Over Law was put out there to help roadway crews and first responders stay safe out on a highway. What it states is if you see an emergency vehicle on the side of the road, whether it be on a shoulder in a lane of traffic, they want you to either move over one lane or slow down to 20 miles per hour below the speed limit when you pass that vehicle. And again, I say below the speed limit. Some people think as long as they slow down 20 miles an hour from the speed they're going, they'd be okay. And that's not true. It's 20 miles per hour below the speed limit. And then just give them room to work that way, because nobody wants to strike a first responder or a road crew worker on the side of the road. And those road crew workers and first responders don't want to be struck. So you're helping everybody all the way around. So please, please, please follow the Move Over Law. Again, move over one lane or slow down to 20 miles per hour below the speed limit.
So you have a lot of different roles as far as we've talked about debris and responding to motorists, but sometimes you're there to protect the first responders, correct? How do you do that?
Absolutely. So here's the background behind RSS. What we do is called traffic incident management. And what that means is we respond to any incident that's disrupting the flow of traffic on a highway, whether that would be a vehicle collision, debris on a roadway like you just talked about, a stranded motorist, a natural weather event. Anything that's disrupting the flow of traffic, our roadside safety crews respond to as part of traffic incident management. So you will see an RSS truck at traffic collision scenes. They'll be protecting the first responders that are there working the accident. Their goal is to guide you safely around that incident. So please, please, please pay attention to what the message board is saying. Pay attention to where they're trying to get you, direct you to go. And by all means, use caution, slow down, and just be courteous because they're there trying to get you around the incident and trying to get the incident cleaned up as fast as possible so we can restore traffic and get to where you got to go safely.
And I know that's important, all things considered, obviously safety first, and we want everybody in some type of an incident to emerge safely. But I know that you have vehicles that move the minor damaged vehicles to safety, correct? And that way the backup subsides as quickly as humanly possible.
So what we practice as part of traffic incident management is what they call quick clearance. Again, our goal is to get the lanes open as quickly as possible. Well, when you've got a vehicle that is broke down to the point where it cannot move on under its own power, there's nothing we can do, we've instituted vehicles called safety recovery vehicles. Now, these vehicles are designed to be able to hook up to these stranded vehicles and get them off the roadway to a safe location. That way, A, the customer is safe, and B, we can get the roadway open back up as quickly as possible and get motorists to where they have to go. These safety recovery vehicles, some people say, oh, they look like tow trucks. Well, they're not tow trucks per se because we won't take you home. Believe it or not, we found that if you've got a three-lane roadway and you just have one lane taken out, whether it be by a stalled vehicle or a traffic collision, you just reduce traffic by 51%. And then we also found that if a vehicle is just sitting on a shoulder, that reduces traffic by 17%. So having that stranded vehicle there is not good for the person who's stranded or passing motorists. So our goal is to get that person to a safe area, get them off the roadway, and allow traffic to flow smoothly.
So what's that number that folks should put into their phone? Again, we hope you never need it, but it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. So what should they put in their phone and be ready should they ever have to call you?
#999. Dial that number if you ever stuck on a side road and need help. And once again, if you are in a lane of traffic, it is okay to dial 911. They will still dispatch us out to help you.
A lot of experience in that voice there. We appreciate it. And again, if you'd like to join our team, ntta.org is the place to go and check on careers. And maybe one day we'll be talking to you about all you're doing to help us on the roadway. Kareem, thanks for your time. Sure appreciate you.
Oh, no problem. Again, thanks for giving me some time here to share our department with the public. Again, we're a service out here, free to the public, 24/7. Please give us a call.
All right. That's how the NTTA roadways stay safe. Kareem, thanks again. And remember, you, the listener, can share your questions, your feedback, topic ideas, etc. about this podcast. You can contact us at mrey@ntta.org. That's mrey@ntta.org. Thank you, and please drive safely.